Welcome back to the program. It's 6:39 on this, the Monday version of your favorite radio show. Have you ever noticed that really successful people have a tendency to be good-looking? Have you ever noticed this?
They've done studies about this, that good-looking people with the same skill set earn more than average or below-average-looking people.
But, I mean, you get like a symposium of CEOs, and for the most part, a lot of them are
strong,
good-looking people.
Strong, chiseled jaw, what have you, yes.
You know, and the women that are higher up and are very successful are usually very attractive, very, you know, have got some good looks to them.
I don't know. Have you seen Roger Ailes lately?
No. Well, there are some exceptions, of course.
This might be cause or effect.
Uh-huh.
That if you are good-looking, you have more attention, that your skills may bring you up to the top.
Well, researchers were here in Wisconsin recently and talked to over 8,000 men and women and analyzed each person's career. And they tried to figure out what factors had the strongest connections with success. And they found that good looks, being attractive, had more of an impact on people's success, more so than IQ, more so than their education, and more so than their parents' education.
What about who you know?
In fact, good looks are the only one thing that they found in this study that was a common denominator and guaranteed successful careers. So, we here in this room, this is it. This is as high as we're ever going to be.
Well, I know someone in this company. He's in the sales end of our company, and part of his job is to hire.
Mm-hmm.
He will not hire people if, in his mind, they are not dressed properly for the interview.
Now, dressed properly, I think, is a very effective, and I think that's appropriate, because if you're going out representing this company, which
that's better than what we thought you were going to say.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say, if you're a troll, you ain't getting hired. And I'm thinking, oh, God, there comes the HR. Here it comes. But no, if you're going out representing the company and you show up at an interview, you're selling yourself. And so, therefore,
absolutely,
you're going to be selling the company. And you show up and you're dressed quite shabbily, then there's no, you know, no,
and
you're
dismissed. People tell you at the job interview, it's all downhill after the job interview. You're seeing someone at their most managed, absolute
yes,
best.
This is the best that it's going to be, baby. You got to take it for what it is. They said that researchers say it could be because, like you said, cause or effect. Good-looking people have a tendency to be more confident and get good jobs. And it also could be that employers subconsciously want to hire nice-looking people. Now, let's go back to this Victoria's Secret thing, okay? If you are a manager of a Victoria's Secret, do you want to hire an ugly individual to represent and be a representative in your store?
No, of course
not. No. Now, legally, you can't look at somebody and go, no. You can't be hired. You can't work here.
Legally, you can.
How?
That there are certain jobs where personal appearance or where physical appearance is part of the job, and you are allowed to use that as a hiring criteria. Models, for instance.
Okay,
Susan
I agree.
Susan Boyle is not ever going to be a model. Heidi Klum is.
Okay, I see that. But what about, these wing places like Hooters?
Yes.
Now they have it. Now
that physical appearance is part of the job. Hooters can have subjective things. This person is good looking. This person is not. Airlines can for flight attendants, although obviously that slipped a lot in
these days. Yeah, that rule doesn't hold true anymore at all. So there's that. Now let me get to this thing about Victoria's Secret. We've kind of morphed back into it. This is from an employee of Victoria's Secret. They say, Victoria's Secret knows that us men, if this is the website Business Insider, just interviewed an anonymous ex-Victoria's Secret employee from Chicago.
This is more about men shopping at Victoria's Secret.
No. This is the continuation of the story I brought up earlier. The claim that the employee claims the staff is trained to squeeze as much money as possible out of uncomfortable male customers. Quote, the general feeling about men is that they would buy anything in order to get out of the store as quickly as possible, and that means they would spend more money. The staff is instructed, do not tell men about sales. Instead, point them to the full-priced expensive stuff. Women are more value-oriented. Men would buy a couple of $50 bras without questioning just to get out of the store because they feel awkward.
Now, makes sense.
See, and that's where you got to, when you walk into a place like that, you got to own the joint, okay?
Or not walk in at all.
No, you walk in there, you know, you have, what, don't be embarrassed. You walk in there,
should this
place is
yours. Should be like women, we should go in groups.
Wow. I don't know, flash mob, Victoria's Secret shopping. I'm not sure that's what I was going for. But guys, when we go in there, we got to own this place. You don't be embarrassed. You're in there because there's a lady in your life that's hot. And you're going to wrap them up in something really sexy. Own it, man.
I'm not ever going into Victoria's Secret.
Oh, God.
Now, I keep applying to be that bra fitting specialist. They always turn me down. I never get a second interview.
Oh, brother. All right. Now, we are going to do something old school. Remember back in the day when radio morning shows would mash up songs and do interviews?
Oh, yeah, that's fabulous.
Remember that?
Sure, let's do that.
They don't do that anymore. But this morning we're going to do it. Here's a little bit of interview about the weather.
Excuse me, sir. Why are you standing outside in the cold without a shirt? What about you, sir? What's your thermostat setting?
The heat is on.
How are you going to pay your bill?
I don't know.
You, sir, with a dead car battery. How do you feel right now?
Helpless, helpless.
Mm-hmm. And where do you wish you were?
California.
You shivering without a hat, coat, or mittens. What can I do for you?
Let me stand next to your fire.
You think your electric bill is going to go down?
No.
When are you going to plug in that space heater and make some hot chocolate?
It won't be long yet.
How are you going to keep warm this winter? One last question to the heating and gas company president who keeps raising our rates. What are you doing to keep warm? Ivan Freezing reporting. Back to you in the studio.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.